It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Less than a third of sexual assault cases go to court. So when anthropologist Samina Mulla says that what a rape victim experiences when she reports it can be as bad as the assault itself, she's not talking about insinuations by defense lawyers at trial or even about police departments dismissing cases without really looking into them. Mulla, assistant professor of anthropology at Marquette University, is talking about the forensic examination in the emergency room that, she says, often re-victimizes an assault survivor. Professor Mulla did her research in Baltimore at the emergency room designated to handle forensic exams of sexual assault victims. The book she published about her conclusions is titled The Violence of Care: Rape Victims, Forensic Nurses, and Sexual Assault Intervention. We spoke with her by phone last summer.
The point I want to make is not that individual forensic nurses make choices that contribute to the negative experiences that victims have when they come forward, but that the institutional routines and protocols themselves can make even a very sympathetic, very sensitive nurse convey a sense of revictimization or contribute to the revictimization of a victim.
Let's back up a little bit. While you were a graduate student at Johns Hopkins, you volunteered for 4 years as a rape crisis advocate. What did that involve?
Well, that involved me getting trained to accompany victims of both sexual assault and domestic violence during their hospital stays. I really saw no way to do this research kind of by being a fly on the wall. That didn't make sense to me, and so I wanted to participate and contribute something. And so my job was to accompany victims and make sure they understood what the processes were, made sure that all of their questions were answered, and helped them communicate their needs and desires and concerns to all of the personnel that they encountered, whether that was the police or most often it was these forensic nurses.
And what is the role of the forensic nurse examiner?
Well, the forensic nurse examiner is quite a wonderful innovation in many ways. It's a relatively new profession, if we can think of something that's about 20 to 25 years established as relatively new. This would be a nurse who has all of the credentials, they're typically registered nurses, who do additional training in order to gather the expertise together to collect evidence from victims of violent crime in general. Many forensic nurses will see all kinds of crime victims. But there's a specialization of SANE nursing, sexual assault nurse examiners, who really have a very deep skill set when it comes to evidence collection from rape victims. And the innovation comes about because, there's initially the model is you show up at an ER and whoever is on staff, an OBGYN resident, is reading instructions from the crime lab and conducting this examination without really having the expertise or understanding to do that. Now, the problem, as the profession has become more established, and the leadership in the profession is very well aware of this, is that sometimes collecting evidence is antithetical to the work of taking care of a patient. This person is also your patient. And so there's a tension in the examination between providing all of the nursing care, right? That's why you have a nurse conducting this evidence collection, and also collecting the evidence.
That's Samina Mulla, assistant professor of anthropology at Marquette University here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about her research on how victims of sexual assault are treated in Baltimore and the book she wrote about it called The Violence of Care. So it seems to me that you're basically saying that forensic nurse examiners are almost in an untenable position, having both the duty to care for a patient and the duty to collect evidence for a legal procedure.
I would say that that's an accurate characterization, but I do see hope in the sense that a more mindful and also realistic understanding of what is likely to happen with the evidence one collects might potentially ease the burden that nurses feel to sometimes really push victims perhaps farther than they're comfortable going.
Well, when you say awareness of what, how the evidence might be used, you're referring to... Yes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have this perception that sexual assault or all crimes leave these unambiguous markers on the body when human bodies are quite amazing things. And so it's very uncommon, in fact, to find injury or to find, for example, semen is something that we commonly associate with rape kits, right? We're looking for DNA. But we also have all these lovely crime statistics that tell us, for example, that most sexual assaults occur between individuals who are known to one another. So the stranger rape model that we have of someone who doesn't know you jumping out from behind a bush or an alley, I mean, that happens. It's not that that doesn't happen. But that's in the minority. Some studies say it's upwards of 60%. Some folks say 90% of what we might call the acquaintance rape. So if what you're looking for is DNA, and there's really not necessarily going to be sign of injury, the DNA is not going to really help you solve the crime if we all know who the parties are that are involved, right?
The question really is consent, not identity.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've seen defenses change to accommodate DNA. In the new research I'm doing, we'll even see defense attorneys in stranger cases argue that, oh, well, the parties were known to one another, or argue that the victim was a prostitute. We see that a lot here in Milwaukee right now. None of that surprises me. So the sort of emphasis on the DNA just shifts the defensive strategies, even where you're talking about stranger assaults. But again, those are the minor handful of assaults. Most of the time we're talking about people who know each other. They might be family members. They might be husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, father and daughter, and we see that. That's very common as well. And in those cases, a sexual assault forensic examination isn't really going to help anybody solve the case.
Samina Mulla, assistant professor of anthropology at Marquette University, observed forensic exams of sexual assault victims in Baltimore and wrote about it in The Violence of Care, Rape Victims, Forensic Nurses, and Sexual Assault Intervention. We've got more information about the book on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, and links to essays Professor Mulla has written connecting her work to Ferguson and to sexual assault on campus. More of this interview there, too.